I'm a 26-year-old female, and it was October of last year when this happened. The weather was getting colder, and we had a few days in a row of constant raining. I didn't mind, as I spent most of my time working from home. This day I'd gotten up early and started work, but around 1 p.m., I was interrupted from my Zoom meeting by the power shutting off. I knew right away it was the power to the whole house, and not just my computer, because all the lights went out too. I quickly got my phone and held it up as a light source, then went over to the window to see if the neighbors were blacked out too. It was really dark outside because of the clouds and heavy rain, but all the houses nearby still had their lights on. Now I was a little worried that something was actually wrong with my house. I left the room and went downstairs, getting a better flashlight, and then heading down into the unfinished basement. I maneuvered around in the dark through my stacked up storage boxes until I got to the electrical panel. The main power switch was in the off position. I'm not too experienced with these sort of things, but I did know that usually the switches would just be loose and not fully pushed the other way. I flicked it back to the on position, and everything immediately lit up and seemed to be working. I shut the electrical panel and went back upstairs to my office, then waited for the internet and everything to get running before I rejoined the Zoom call and got back to work. I was at my desk for the rest of the afternoon, working late to prepare a presentation for tomorrow. I didn't finally close my computer until 8 p.m. The storm was just as bad as before, but it was way darker outside, which made every flash of lightning beam through the windows. I got up from my desk and opened my office door, but as I left the room, I heard a few bumps from downstairs. I didn't think it was anything more than something blowing into the side of the house, but as I got to the bottom of the stairs, the power shut off again. It caught me by surprise, even scaring me a bit. I stood there for a moment and listened for something that might have caused it, but it was silent aside from the rain and thunder. Even the bumps that I'd been hearing just seconds ago had stopped. I went over and got the flashlight again and made my way over to the basement door. I opened it and walked down to the bottom of the steps. The sound of the storm was way louder than I was expecting, echoing through the room in a way that it wasn't before. I shined the flashlight around and started walking through the boxes toward the electrical panel, but on the floor below it was a puddle of water. I was shocked, but I don't think it really set in yet as to what that meant. I got closer and pointed the light around the floor, seeing more wet areas on the concrete, before my light fell on a few stacked up boxes. Above it, the window well was open and water was flowing down the wall into the basement. Now my heart was racing, and when I approached it, there were muddy shoe prints on top of the boxes, like it had been used as a stool to climb in and out of the window well. I frantically spun around, flashing my light all throughout the basement, terrified that someone was hiding behind the boxes and watching me. Then, in an instant, I sprinted to the stairs and ran up to the first floor. I grabbed my keys and locked myself in my car, then called the police. They arrived 10 minutes later, clearing out the house and not finding anyone. They did confirm, though, that someone had broken in, finding undone screws to the window well. They set it back into place to prevent any more flooding, but after I gave my statement, they basically just said to update them if I had any new information. There was nothing else. I'm left with no idea who broke in or what they were trying to do. Even more unsettling is the fact that when they shut off the power earlier in the day, they were probably in my basement, only a few feet from me, hiding in the dark, while I had no idea. That could also mean that they were in my house for hours, and yet, I still can't find any reasons for it. In 2019, I had taken a trip to northern Wisconsin and had been staying in an Airbnb. It was a cabin located in the woods right by the Canada-US border and was part of a park that had a bunch of similar cabins that I think were owned by the same person. I wasn't far out from town or anything, though. It was only 10 minutes from the nearest store, but the immediate area around the cabin was very secluded. Each place had their own trail leading just to their cabin. The first couple days of being there, I mostly stayed by myself, either inside or walking on the trails. After that, though, I got kind of bored and thought I'd hang out at the park center with some of the others that were staying in the cabins. The park center was basically just this area with some charcoal grills, fire pits, and benches. And every time I'd passed it, there were groups of people standing around and having a good time. So I decided to go check it out. I showed up around 5, and right away met a couple really cool guys. We shared some beers and sat by the fire pit, just sharing some casual campfire talk. It was just us for a while, but around sundown, another guy showed up. Of course, we offered him some drinks and let him join us by the fire, but I immediately felt something was off about this guy. He wasn't talking that much and didn't look like he was enjoying himself. I mean, this park was for people vacationing at the cabins, so it was just a little strange that he looked so tired and unhappy. It kind of killed the mood for the next couple hours, but I don't think any of us wanted to tell him to leave. Eventually, though, one of the guys left, and then the other, leaving just me and him. I stood up and put out the fire, then said I was going to head back for the night, but that it was nice meeting him. The guy stayed sitting, though, and just looked at me with a tired stare. I turned around and walked away, not saying anything else. While I started walking down the trail, I looked back a few times, catching the man still looking at me. He'd look away as soon as I saw him, acting like he wasn't watching me. Luckily, the trail to my cabin was well lit by some outdoor lamps, and from what I could see, I don't think he followed me. I made it back inside and took a quick shower, then sat in the living room for 15 minutes before going to bed. After the few beers from earlier, I passed out right away. I can't recall what time it was that I woke up, because it was all kind of a blur at first, but I remember being confused and rolling over to look at the clock when I saw a man standing in the open doorway to the bedroom. I could only see his figure, as there was only the moonlight coming through the window. I was absolutely horrified and frozen, staring back at this man. But then he spoke, and I recognized his voice as the guy from the fire pit. "I need to stay here," he said in a broken and harsh voice. I didn't know what he meant, and I tried to ask, but only stuttered out a few syllables before he repeated himself. "I need to stay here." He spoke even more harsh this time, so I quickly replied, saying okay, but still had no clue what was going on or what he even meant. At this point, I thought he was psycho or something, which also meant he was unpredictable. I slowly got up from my bed, careful not to make any sudden moves. Now with my eyes adjusting and being face to face, I could see him more clearly. His tired look from earlier was accentuated, and sweat was dripping from his face. We looked each other in the eyes for a few moments, then he stepped back into the hallway. He stood with his back against the wall, as if giving me space to leave, but I noticed his left hand was stiffly held to his side, like he was keeping something out of my sight. After a few more moments, I quickly walked past him, and as I got around the corner, I saw him still standing in the hallway, just watching me leave. Once I was outside, I ran down the trail, and by chance, a group was at the park center having drinks by a fire pit. I got them to call 911 for me, and a few minutes later, they came and searched the cabin, finding the man standing in the hallway still, and holding a knife in his left hand. When they got him down to the station, they questioned him, but his answers didn't make sense, and the man seemed really unstable, so it was all counted under insanity. I don't even know what else to really say about what happened, but I'm just thankful that in that moment, something told the man to let me go before anything else happened. I live in a duplex in a small community. I'd been there for over a year and hadn't found anything to really complain about. The neighbors that were sharing a wall with me had moved out only a month after I moved in, and nobody had bought or rented it since, so it didn't really feel like a duplex at all because the other side was just empty. Anyway, this was a pretty normal night. I had just gotten off of work at 10 and picked up some fast food before going home. I turned on the TV and ate my dinner on the couch. While I was eating, though, a quiet thud came from behind me. I turned around and looked at the wall that connected my duplex to the other, and the thud happened again. I muted the TV and went up to the window, looking out at the driveway. There were no cars or moving trucks outside, and it didn't look like the lights were on in the other duplex either. I went back to the wall and leaned my ear against it. The sound was very muffled, but I could hear soft footsteps walking around and doors opening and closing. It was like they were inspecting the place or looking for something. Again, that duplex unit had been empty for over a year, and I'd never seen anyone enter or leave it, and it being almost 11 p.m. only made it more unusual. After a few minutes, I knew there wasn't much else to really do, so I went back to the couch and continued watching TV. I stayed up for a while, probably 1 a.m., before getting in bed. As I tossed around and tried to fall asleep, I suddenly heard that same noise. I sat up, looking at the wall, but when the thud sounded again, it was a lot louder. I tiredly got up and walked over to the bedroom door, but before I opened it, I heard another sound. Soft footsteps, slowly walking across the floor downstairs. A chill instantly ran through my body. I stepped away from the door and quietly got my phone from the nightstand. I turned the volume down as low as possible and called the police, whispering my address to the operator. I tried to explain my situation, but as I did, a shadow appeared under the door. I immediately stopped talking and anxiously stared across at the door, while the person on the other side slowly walked around. They were very cautious with each step they took, almost not making any noise, but their shadow showed that they weren't going very far. They were just walking back and forth in the hallway. By now, I was sure that they knew I was in this room, but I still remained quiet and hoped that somehow police would come quick enough to help me. A grueling few minutes went by, until a sudden loud footstep rang through the hallway, followed by another and another. For some reason, whoever was out there no longer cared to be quiet, moving through the hallway quickly and beginning to open doors to the other rooms. When he came back to my room, he twisted the handle and tried a few times to force it open, but moved on from it without too much of a fight. Then he went back downstairs and did the same before leaving the unit. Police came a while later, but I think the person that broke in had figured out that I'd likely contacted the police, and that's why they started rushing whatever it was they were trying to do. A few things had been stolen, but not enough to really justify breaking into a place, and from their behavior, they seemed to know that I was in the house. A few weeks later, though, I found a small camera hiding under one of the nightstands in the spare bedroom. I took it into the police, but there was no way to trace it or see what kind of information was on it. Whether they were just trying to spy on me or had other intentions that we don't know, there's really no way for us to get an answer. It's been months since this happened, and there's been no signs of them coming back. But it's possible that I wouldn't even know if they did. At least, not until it's too late.